Seattle has a wealth of professional sports. We have the Seahawks, Mariners, Sounders, and Storm. Hockey is on the way, and now we have professional rugby. The Seattle Seawolves play their inaugural game this Sunday, and as it turns out, Seattle is already a rugby town. Kevin Flynn heads the Seattle Saracens Rugby Club, and he's also a manager now with the Seawolves. Flynn told KUOW's Kim Malcolm what the sport is all about.
The sport itself is pretty physical.
Lots of contact.
Lots of contact. But we have pretty low head injury rates, you know, comparatively to some other sports.
Why is that?
Just our tackle technique. We tackle with our shoulders. We don't lead with our heads. So we manage to keep our heads out of the way as much as we can. but, you know, there are injuries like any other contact sport, you know, and it's continuous, like soccer. So the explanations that I've heard over the years are it's like American football without pads, but it's continuous like soccer.
Lots of running.
Yeah.
The ball's moving around quite a bit.
Yeah, moving around a lot. And your offense and your defense are on the field at the same time. You know, so you've got a lot of big guys out there.
Okay.
And you've got the small guys out there too. So everyone relies on each other. It's very, you know, you rely on the person next to you very, very much. So,
and that kind of speaks a little bit to rugby culture. It's unique. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's very much a brotherhood and a sisterhood around the world. You know, I mean, obviously, I came here 20 years ago, and when I landed, it was already organized. I'd have, you know, a place to stay and work and a vehicle and things like that. And you know, you could land if you wanted to go to Australia tomorrow, you know, and walk into a rugby club and go, hey, look, I was just speaking to the president of the Seattle Saracens last week and told me to come and check out rugby in Australia. You'll probably have a place to stay in 48 hours. And if you were struggling, you'd have work as well. That's just that. And that's common throughout the rugby world. Seattle Saracens, we have a military veterans program, and we work with a veteran services organization, and we work with Special Olympics Washington. And also now we're doing schools outreach, and our schools outreach program is really not really about rugby. It's more about showing how rugby can provide opportunities for housing and work and stuff like that. And we're working with schools in the South End right now to show those young athletes that might not be going to college that, you know, there's still a place for you to not only play sport, but you can also get opportunities to get work opportunities, you know, through rugby and continue sports. So we're excited to show everyone in the Northwest about what rugby culture really looks like. And, you know, seeing a really big guy out there that might be missing a tooth or a broken nose, you know, all of a sudden it doesn't, you know, they're still really good guys and they're looking after special needs kids or autistic children or things like that. So that's a very strong image, I think, when people, you know, see it from the outside. And we live in a bubble. We think everyone knows that about us, but they don't.
Now, the Puget Sound region here, how popular is rugby?
It's actually very, very popular. And you know, unless you're in that bubble, it's hard to see sometimes, you know. But certainly there are lots of youth programs. There's very committed people that are running a lot of youth programs locally, especially in South Seattle. There's a lot down there. And there's a lot of people very committed. It's the fastest, they say that, and lacrosse the fastest growing sports in the U.S. right now. To be honest, we're struggling to keep up and figure out how we're going to look after all those kids that are coming through, because rugby's for everyone. You know, we don't want it just to look after the elite athletes. We want everyone to have the opportunity to play sport after they leave school.
So now Major League Rugby has arrived here, and the Seattle Seawolves, their season opener is on Sunday. Do you believe rugby is going to take off here?
Yeah, I do. I think I've been in Seattle 20 years now, and if you told me 15 years ago there was going to be 50,000 people at a soccer game, I probably wouldn't have believed you, you know. And now, you know, I mean, people were just walking along the street with Sounders shirts on, you know. I mean, the Seattleites really get behind their sports teams, and I think this is another very exciting sport. And I think they like, you know, I also think Seattleites like the fact that it's a niche sport, and I think it's going to have a very, very large fan base. I think people are going to love it.
Why do you love rugby?
Just the opportunities out there to be able to kick the ball whenever you want, to be able to pass, to be able to tackle, to be tackled, you know, and to wake up in the morning and really realize that you played a very physical sport the day before. And the fact that you very much rely on the person next to you, you know, and them you. So it's very much a team sport, and you can't win without 15 guys on the field and the other reserves that are going to come on for you. And watching the athleticism of guys that are 6'5" and taller jumping in the air, and having guys that are, you know, 6'2" lift them in the air. So now they're about, you know, 12 foot high in the air, 13 feet or something, catching a rugby ball. Anything can happen at any given time, you know. So I think being a spectator, you're always, what's going to happen next?
With Kim Malcolm, that's Kevin Flynn, the president of the Seattle Saracens Rugby Club. He's also a manager with the Seattle Seawolves. The Seawolves kick off their first season this Sunday. They play the San Diego Legion at Starfire Sports in Tukwila, and their first game is completely sold out.